voluptuous on the grand Las Vegas scale, but something that would definitely be evident to the eyes of the discerning. Tonight, Alyssa had dressed to make the most of her figure in a discreet, sophisticated manner. Knowing the image she was projecting, she would ordinarily have assumed that the man with the golden eyes was merely responding to that subtle feminine magic. In the minds of the vast majority of the male population, the illusion of Las Vegas was woven not only with the promise of gambling, but with the promise of easily available women. But the man who had materialized near her 3 times during the course of the evening had not been focusing on the curve of bared shoulder or narrow waist. He had been watching her play blackjack, and the shuttered fascination in his eyes was far more dangerous to her than lust would have been. Lust could be handled, firmly and coolly denied, with the knowledge that the casino personnel would be only too quick to come to the aid of a patron in distress. For although she had dressed to suit her own fantasy this evening, the intelligent, sensible woman hidden in the black jersey gown had no intention of becoming some man's fantasy. No, a man who might have decided to try his luck with her instead of the roulette wheel would have been no danger. But a man who followed every move she made when she played blackjack was in another category altogether. Such a man might be very dangerous indeed. Was he on the casino's staff? Behind the dealers roamed a variety of personnel who kept an eye on operations: floormen, pit bosses, shift bosses, and the casino manager. Most were easily identifiable and certainly made no effort to conceal themselves. But that didn't mean there might not be additional personnel who, like the shills, were supposed to blend in with the patrons. Slipping through the crowd, Alyssa passed one kind of gambler after another. The traditional figure of the little old lady in tennis shoes stood amid a row of slot machines, industriously throwing away her social security check. A high-rolling, loud-mouthed Oklahoma oil man threw his money away with a great deal more showmanship at the craps table. In between ranged every type of gambling human under the sun. The soft glow of the chandeliers fell impartially on all, reflecting the warmth with which the casino welcomed each customer. That welcome was extended because the vast majority had one thing in common. Ultimately, they would all be losers. There was only one sort of client the casino did not welcome, and that was the very rare individual who won, not just occasionally, but consistently, steadily, inevitably. And that was the sort of gambler Alyssa Chandler was. She won. Oh, she was careful about it, never letting greed carry her away to the extent that the casino management would be alerted. She made it a point to lose periodically, and when she won, it was always in small amounts. But by the time she was ready to leave Las Vegas at the end of the weekend, she planned on being $1,000 ahead. There was no reason to think her plans would not be fulfilled. After all, she had made the same decision the weekend before and had gone back to California with precisely $1,000 in her purse, all of which had been won in small, discreet sums at several casinos. Surely she hadn't won enough tonight or been so conspicuous as to attract the unwanted attention of the casino management. A small frown knitted her auburn eyebrows as she moved up the 3 steps that separated the huge gaming floor from the cocktail lounges and hotel facilities that ringed it. Still, it paid to be cautious. A suspicious casino could easily bar her from playing, and that was the last thing she wanted. Perhaps it was time to get into a cab and head for another establishment. Debating her course of action as she walked to the lobby area of the hotel casino, Alyssa didn't see the golden-eyed man until he stepped away from the cluster of cheerful gamblers moving into the nearest of the cocktail lounges. Quite suddenly, he was blocking her path. Alyssa caught her breath as she met his gaze directly for the first time. In that moment, she realized the futility of trying to avoid the confrontation. "It's all right," he said quietly, as if he could read her mind. "I don't work for the casino." The voice was rich, dark, and infinitely disturbing. Relief was Alyssa's first emotion, followed almost immediately by a host of new